Hello.
Hello, good evening. Is Crystal Juarez there?
Yes, this is me.
Thank you. My name is Alan. I'm calling for national opinion surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, as well, let me see here. Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you definitely not vote?
50-50. I don't know, maybe. I always decide on the last day.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
I'm 31.
Thank you so much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Yes, I am of mixed race, but I identify as Latina.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm like very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one, Donald Trump.
I don't like him. 0.
Okay, thank you. About your local school board.
I don't know, like a 10.
10, okay. And how about public schools?
Zero. I'm very highly dissatisfied.
Thank you. How about public schools teachers?
I'd say 50.
Thank you. About public charter schools?
I don't have any experience, so I don't
okay.
I don't know.
Thank you. About Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. How about Black Lives Matter?
I guess if,75.
Okay, thank you. About critical race theory or CRT?
Like that's teaching like politics in the classroom?
I can tell more information. More information isn't written here, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say I don't know. I don't really know.
Okay. And last one, the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, how will you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I would say poor.
Thank you. And will you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I think growing worse.
Thank you. And now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
I would rate it a 1.
Thank you. Next one, develop social skills. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
I guess a 6.
Okay. And how about develop critical thinking skills?
I would say maybe a 4.
4, okay. And how about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
Let's say a 4.
Thank you. And last one, be ready for higher education, like college. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
A 4.
Thank you so much. And let's see here. Okay, now, well, you said that your state spent just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Thank you. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot? Little? Nothing at all?
Nothing at all, actually. Like, not, I'm not very familiar.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some said that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I don't know. Can you repeat the question? I don't.
Sure. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some said that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
So would that be true? I guess, I agree.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat agree?
I guess strongly. I guess strongly because I think the politics has a lot to do with everything. Everything's about politics and nothing about helping anything.
Okay. Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Now, We're almost done. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. We're wrapping this up now. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First one, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. Next one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And last one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. First one, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Next one, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I somewhat oppose.
Thank you so much. Next one, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat support then? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you. Next one, adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools.
I support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, increasing teacher pay. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. And some U.S. cities have approved a new black study curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new black studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a black studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
No, I somewhat oppose. I strongly oppose. Sorry.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. We're about 85%. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
And 0 is not convincing?
0, not at all convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. And 10, very convincing. But you can select any number between 0 and 10.
I guess a 3.
Thank you. Next one. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high in 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply under undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Six.
Thank you. And last one says, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
It's pretty convincing. I would say 10.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I don't know. I somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. And next one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you so much. Switching gears a little bit, and this is pretty much the, we're finishing now the survey. Thank you very much again for the time and for your patience, ma'am. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
I am I'm employed. I'm a student.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widow?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, homeschool?
Public school.
Thank you so much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm going to say I'm somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
A few times a year.
Thank you so much. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. First one is a born again, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian. Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or not?
Well, I'm Christian, so yes, I guess.
Thank you. Next one is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide. Does that apply to you or someone in your household or not?
Yes, me.
Thank you so much. And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
It's urban.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today, ma'am.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.